Friends and supporters, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. In your presence here today, there is an evidence. Your decision to attend this march is proof that Palestinian people are not alone. No more can the good people of Europe be fooled or tricked. Friends, there is no place in the modern world for colonial rule. There is no room for racial injustice. All men are born equal and free. All men are entitled to live in freedom and dignity. This is the lasting thought that we will take away from this march. That no people are born superior over another, and that none are inferior. Without this formula, there would be no peace and security in our world. We must sound a warning to all those in high places who uphold theories of racial superiority. We say, remember Hitler and the Nazis. Remember how they plunged Europe and the world into a bloody war with their master race theory. Hitler and his Nazi gang claimed that they were the master race. They brought death and destruction to the world with their evil ideas. We warn of the dangers of black theories, which are used today to justify the oppression of the Palestinian people. To the Labour government in Whitehall, we say, it can never be in Britain's interest to support racism abroad. We say, go to visit the leaders of the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa. Listen to their views about the situation in Palestine. Hear their testimony that the Israeli apartheid is more inhumane and vicious than the worst they have seen in South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and supporters, the Palestinian people ask for no favorites. They seek no special privileges. All they live for is the recognition of their rights. They sacrifice for the restoration of their rights, the return to their land, and the right to live free from the foreign control and domination. We call upon the government of Prime Minister Blair to be fair and just. We call upon him to honor his legal and moral responsibility toward the Palestinian and Iraqi people. We say with the greatest confidence and conviction that if you allow yourself to be used for narrow political or economical gains, the world would be thrown into the confusion and disarray. The choice is yours, Mr. Blair. This is your moment of truth. You have only one of two options. Either you enter the pages of history through the doors of honor, or you risk eternal condemnation in the same way as Arthur Balfour, who participated in the initial crime against the Palestinian people. This is your golden opportunity, Mr. Blair, to redress the historic wrong done. Friends and supporters, finally, as long as 5 million Palestinians are denied the right to return to their homes, the struggle will continue. As long as the Israeli occupy the Palestinian land, the resistance will continue. The Palestinian people would not be the Red Indians of the Middle East. Onward ever to a free and independent Palestine. Yes, to the right of return for the Palestinian refugees to their homes in Yaffa, Haifa, and everywhere in the historic Palestine. Victory to the Palestinian people. Victory to the Iraqi people. Shame and disgrace to the forces of global apartheid. Thank you very much.